What is the secret? Bob Proctor.
You've probably been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships, we can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're in India, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you are attracting to you.
Every thought of yours is a real thing, a force. Prentice Mulford.
The greatest teachers who have ever lived have told us that the law of attraction is the most powerful law in the universe. Poets such as William Shakespeare, Robert Browning, and William Blake delivered it in their poetry. Musicians such as Ludwig van Beethoven expressed it through their music. Artists such as Leonardo da Vinci depicted it in their paintings. Great thinkers including Socrates, Plato, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Pythagoras, Sir Francis Bacon, Sir Isaac Newton, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and Victor Hugo shared it in their teachings. Their names have been immortalized and their legendary existence has survived centuries. Religions such as Hinduism, Hermetic traditions, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and civilizations such as the ancient Babylonians and Egyptians delivered it through their writings and stories. Recorded throughout the ages in all its forms, the law can be found in ancient writings through all the centuries. It was recorded in stone in 3000 BC. Even though some coveted this knowledge, and indeed they did, it has always been there for anyone to discover. The law began at the beginning of time. It has always been and will always be. It is the law that determines the complete order in the universe, every moment of your life and every single thing you experience in your life. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are, the law of attraction is forming your entire life experience. And this all-powerful law is doing that through your thoughts. You are the one who calls the law of attraction into action, and you do it through your thoughts. In 1912, Charles Harnell described the law of attraction as the greatest and the most infallible law upon which the entire system of creation depends.
Bob Proctor.
Wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people.
The ancient Babylonians and their great prosperity have been well documented by scholars. They are also known for creating one of the seven wonders of the world, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Through their understanding and application of the laws of the universe, they became one of the wealthiest races in history.
Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
People who have drawn wealth into their lives use the secret, whether consciously or unconsciously. They think thoughts of abundance and wealth, and they do not allow any contradictory thoughts to take root in their minds. Their predominant thoughts are of wealth. They only know wealth, and nothing else exists in their minds. Whether they are aware of it or not, Their predominant thoughts of wealth are what brought wealth to them. It is the law of attraction in action. A perfect example to demonstrate the secret and the law of attraction in action is this. You may know of people who acquired massive wealth, lost it all, and within a short time acquired massive wealth again. What happened in these cases, whether they knew it or not, is that their dominant thoughts were on wealth. That is how they acquired it in the first instance. Then they allowed fearful thoughts of losing the wealth to enter their minds, until those fearful thoughts of loss became their dominant thoughts. They tipped the scales from thinking thoughts of wealth to thinking thoughts of loss, and so they lost it all. Once they had lost it, however, the fear of loss disappeared, and they tipped the scales back with dominant thoughts of wealth, and wealth returned. The law responds to your thoughts, no matter what they may be.